Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Vixen once again. I figured I would do my AMA at this point. Before I start that, I would like to say thank you to everyone who commented and upvoted my first official post. Made me feel pretty good. I was happy with it, so thank you. Alright, yeah, let's get this started. Not a lot of people answered or asked questions, I mean, but I can understand that seeing as I'm new and I'd never really posted before aside from the verification post. So, extra thanks to the people who did ask me questions. I'm gonna start with Teal1818's question, which was, why do you want to start posting? I would like to start posting because I think the main reason is I want to please people. I'm a pleaser. I have been told that I have a very good voice. I've worked jobs on the phone before, and I'm actually currently working a phone job. And I've been able to diffuse situations with my voice and my calmness, and people tell me I'm really professional, so I kind of want to get dirty, you know? I was in a relationship for over a year. We ended it, well, I ended it about 4 months ago. And since then, I've been trying to do my own thing, you know, do me. I've been lurking on Gone Wild Audio, listening to stuff here and there, and I've always kind of wanted to do it. I used to hang out in, like, webcam chat rooms back in the day, and I would read to people. People like me reading to them, so I thought, well, if I have a decent voice and can make people happy, then why not? So I'm here. Hello. Next question. From your captain. It's actually a three-parter. Now, the first one is, what are your favorite things to listen to? I would assume that you mean sexy recordings or whatever, sexy audio. I have to be honest and say that the user on here trying you out, that's my favorite thing to listen to, is his voice. I love it. I'm crazy about it. aside from that, in regards to this subreddit, I would have to say anything that, I mean, how do I phrase this? I like hearing men make sounds. I like thinking that I have given them enough pleasure to, you know, vocalize. Which is what I love, because I've noticed in my escapades that not a lot of men make noise, and that's a damn shame. I like vocal men. I like men who are not afraid to talk dirty, either. Like, definitely talking dirty is a plus in my book. Let's see. Oh, I lost the page. My bad. Alright, next question. If you could have any celebrity record a sexy audio for you, who would you choose? That is a tie between David Bowie and Ewan McGregor. Both of them have beautiful voices, and they can sing, which is a plus in my book. I'm a musician, so I love a man that can sing. Oh my god. But yeah, like, Ewan McGregor might trump David Bowie just because he's a Scot, and I love Scots. I really love Scots. And oh my god, I wish he could record a sexy audio for me. I would die. I mean, I'd come, and then I'd die. Okay, anyway, next question. What is my favorite thing to wear to make me feel sexy? I have a few things. I'm a big fan of corsets. I've got large boobs, so like a corset pushes them up and out, and I don't know, I feel like how it makes my body curve just is awesome. It makes me feel sexy and feminine. I also have like a body stocking. It's like a mini dress, but it's lacy and fishnetty and see-through. And it's got like attached tights, thigh-high tights, but it's attached by a lacy garter. It's all one piece, and I don't know, the way it feels on me is good. I don't know. I'm a little tipsy, by the way. I just would like people to know that if you're listening, so if I don't make sense, that's why. Yeah, definitely my body stocking makes me feel sexy as well. It's just lingerie. I love lingerie. Alright, and so my final question asked to me was by Tarkus Trooper, and it's, what's the one fantasy you have that will, without fail, get you coming in no time? Now, I have a few. I spent a while thinking about this one and how to answer. I mean, there are some things I don't want to share with the internet, even though you have no idea who I am. I mean, I consider myself a pretty open person, but there are definitely some things that should just be left in the closet. So I can't answer that. I'll give you my second best fantasy. And that, it's still kind of taboo. I mean, if you look at my posting history, you'll see, you know, that I'm a freak. I really am. I'm a total freak. But this fantasy starts out with, like, I have a partner, a boyfriend, or whoever. It doesn't even matter. But we get drunk. Or rather, he gets me drunk. So drunk that I black out. And I can be conscious, or, you know, totally passed out. Doesn't matter so much to me. But he starts using me sexually while I am incapacitated, so to say. And he's got this all planned out. He got me drunk, and he starts fucking me, using me, and then he calls his friends over. And he invites them to take control of my body and do almost whatever they want to me, you know, within reason. I'm not a fan of super crazy stuff, but yeah, so they kind of run a train on me, and they get off, whether inside me or on me or in my mouth. And then they decide to get weird with it. And I have an insertion fetish. It turns me on to have things that are not supposed to be in a vagina. So they'll start putting things inside me, like, I don't know, something small like pens or Sharpies or things that, no, scratch that. Anyway, then they will start to go a little bit bigger. You'll maybe, maybe something like a small bottle or a beer bottle or I don't know. I haven't thought too much of the details of it. I just know that it really turns me on to have things up there that aren't supposed to be up there, that stretch me out. I really love being stretched out. And so in my fantasy, they're just putting things inside me that I wouldn't want. So, theoretically. And they go bigger and bigger, from like a beer bottle to a beer can to a fist to a wine bottle. And then they start fucking me in the ass and using my ass and just railing on me, just completely taking control of my body and using it. And that is my fantasy. I'm not sure what else I can say about it. It was kind of hard to get out, actually. But yeah, that is my AMA, I guess. I hope it's not too long. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope to submit more to you in the future. Well, yeah, thank you, and have a great day. Goodbye.